Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. On International Day of Peace, Chief Minister Nipiro says unity, compassion and dialogue are foundation for lasting peace. Union Minister Kiren Rijiju calls for upliftment of citizens of the Northeast in fostering unification of the country. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipiro takes part in Swachhata Hi Seva 2024. And government e-marketplace reduces transaction charges levied on sellers and service providers. Now the news in detail. Nagaland today joined the global community in observing the International Day of Peace at Ravenberg's Chapel Hall Baptist College in Kohima under the theme Cultivating a Culture of Peace. The event was organized by the Internal Quality Assurance Cell of Baptist College Kohima in collaboration with Masterpiece Nagaland and the Task Force for Music and Arts Nagaland as event partner. On the occasion, Chief Minister Nipiro said, "Peace is our strength." He said unity, compassion and dialogue are the foundation for lasting peace. The Chief Minister hoped that the ideals of peace reign supreme in our lives and in the world. Earlier addressing the event as the keynote speaker, Principal of St. Paul's School, Pesama, Reverend Father Charles de Souza stated that peace is not found somewhere outside, but within oneself. He called for efforts to make peace a daily practice, not just an occasional one, and urged for collective efforts to create peace. Global Ambassador and Masterpiece COO Leaders Member Imnainla Jamir also shared a message urging the gathering to spread the message of development, peace and harmony around the world. She reiterated that as a global ambassador of the COO Leaders Program of Masterpiece, they believe in creating peace together through dialogue and co-creation. Jamir concluded her presentation by performing two guitar instrumental pieces. Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiren Rijiju has called for upliftment of citizens of the Northeast in fostering unification of the country. Addressing the 7th Northeast Student Festival, NEST, in New Delhi today, Rijiju said that a recognition and awareness of the Northeastern people have changed since 2014. He added that discrimination against the Northeastern people in other parts of the country has decreased. The union minister also urged everyone to be aware of the citizens who reside in different parts of the country. Loading the 7th successive conduct of NEST Festival, Rijiju said that these events like spread awareness about the Northeastern culture. He reiterated Prime Minister Narendra Modi's appeal on the ongoing Manipur protest. Rijiju said that weapons must be put down and the communities must live in unity and harmony. Chief Minister Nipiro today took part in the Swachhata Hi Seva 2024 by planting a tree under Ekbed Marginam at Dimapur Municipal Council. Swachhata Hi Seva campaign encourages public participation and highlights the important role of sanitation workers. It integrates various activities at a grassroots level, engaging citizens in keeping India clean. The mission was launched in 2014, which is a fortnightly campaign that is launched every year, ending on 2nd October to commemorate the birth anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi. The government e-marketplace, GEM, has reduced transaction charges levied on sellers and service providers transacting on its platform as part of the government's 100-day initiative. The Commerce and Industry Ministry said that GEM has reduced its transaction fee by almost 33%, which is expected to greatly benefit GEM sellers or service providers to become more competitive. As per this policy, all orders valued up to 10 lakh rupees will now attract zero transaction charges as opposed to earlier order value ceiling of 5 lakh rupees. The ministry said that the latest transaction fee structure is aimed at democratizing access to public procurement ecosystem. It aims to particularly benefit MSEs, which often face challenges navigating cumbersome financial and operational barriers. The Central Board of Direct Taxes has notified the Direct Tax Vivad Se Vishwas DTVSV Scheme 2024 to resolve pending appeals in the cases of income tax disputes. The scheme will come into force on 1st of next month. The DTVSV scheme provides lesser settlement amounts for taxpayers who file declarations on or before 31st December this year. It also provides for lesser settlement amounts for a new appellant in comparison to an old appellant. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party, NDPP, has expressed appreciation to the All India Football Federation, AIFF, for rechristening the Junior Girls National Championship as the Dr. Dali Merin Au National Football Championship for Junior Girls. In a statement, NDPP said the move is a recognition of the pioneering role, achievements and contributions of Dr. Dali Merin Au as captain of the Indian football team, who was also the flag bearer of the Indian contingent at the London Olympic Games in 1948. It also expressed gratitude to the Nagaland government for its continued effort to honour the memory of the state's first Olympian by establishing the state's highest sports award as Dr. Diao State Sports Award, and other initiatives such as Dr. Diao Football Academy, Dr. Diao Inter-District Football Trophy and Dr. Diao Northeast Football Championship. The Assam Rifles today organized a felicitation ceremony to honor Naib Subedar Hukato Sema at Dimapur, who brought laurels to the country by winning a bronze medal at the 2024 Paris Paralympic Games. The ceremony highlighted Naib Subedar Hukato Sema's inspirational journey and his remarkable achievements on the international stage. On the occasion, Major General Manish Kumar, Inspector General Assam Rifles North, acknowledged Naib Subedar Sema for his exceptional contribution to the armed forces and the nation. Senior Aam Aadmi Party AAP leader Adishi took oath as Chief Minister of Delhi today. The oath of office and secrecy was administered to Adishi and her cabinet ministers by Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena at Raj Nivas. Adishi is the third woman to become Chief Minister of Delhi and also the youngest to hold the top post. Her succession to the Chief Minister post followed Kejriwal's resignation as the Chief Minister after his bail in the liquor policy scam by the Supreme Court. Adishi, who represents Delhi's Kalkachi constituency, was unanimously chosen as the leader for the top post at the AAP Legislative Party meeting on September 17. Office of the Labour Commissioner, Nagaland, is inviting application from students of Class 9 to Class 12 studying in government schools across the state for a veiling scholarship under the Muskan Scholarship 2024-25. A circular issued by the Labour Commission of Nagaland, S.L. Wati Iyer, stated that the Muskan Scholarship, a corporate social responsibility initiative of Valvoline Cummins Private Limited, offers annual scholarship up to 12,000 rupees. The program is a reimbursement scholarship offered to children of commercial drivers, mechanics, and economically weaker section families who have secured a minimum of 60% in the previous year's final exam. The circular has informed eligible students to visit the link muskan.valvolincummins.com for details. An India Meteorological Department has forecast isolated heavy rainfall over several parts of the country during the next few days. Heavy rain is expected in Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura till Thursday. Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya are also likely to experience isolated heavy rainfall from Monday to Thursday. And now 20 News, here are the headlines again. On International Day of Peace, Chief Minister Nipirio says unity, compassion and dialogue are foundation for lasting peace. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju calls for upliftment of citizens of North East in fostering unification of the country. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipirio takes part in Swachhata Hi Seva 2024. And Government e-Marketplace reduces transaction charges levied on sellers and service providers. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.